Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
We good, man. How's everybody doing out there?
What's up?
We got some topics that are near and dear to us, man. Our first topic of the day came from a video that I saw. Denzel Washington, he's talking about a cultural difference with recording the movie that he did not too long ago called Fences. About why the question was raised to him, why did Fences have to have a black director? And we're going to play the video and then I'm going to ask a question to my fellas that relates to us regarding this conversation.
So why did he need a black director? Could a white director not have?
It's not color, it's culture.
Explain the difference, because I think we're
Steven
in a space
Spielberg
right now.
Did Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Scorsese did Goodfellas, right? Steven Spielberg could direct Goodfellas. Martin Scorsese probably could have done a good job with Schindler's List, but there are cultural differences. You know, I know, you know, we all know what it is when a hot comb hits your hair on a Sunday morning, mm-hmm. what it smells like.
Huh?
That's a cultural difference, not just a color difference.
All right.
So it's a culture.
So you're talking about cultural differences on why one movie was recorded with a black director, his movie, Fences. And it got me thinking about our kids, man. All of us have biracial kids that are black and white and just a myriad of everything else. And so it brings me to this question. How important is it to instill of African-American culture in your kids at such a young age when they're in a situation or in an atmosphere where diversity is limited?
You want to go first on that, News?
So with me, I think I came from Philadelphia where it's, you know, it's 50% black and then 50% everything else, white, Latino, Asian, Jamaican. Yeah. And I don't know how Jamaicans got up in the Northeast, but whatever, you know, do you. But it leads Keaton to the fact that my daughter doesn't have this. She's surrounded by kids that don't understand African-American culture, that when you go to a situation, she goes to school. She was telling me today that none of the kids in her school understood what a shower cap was, because she has to protect her hair from water when she takes a shower sometimes. And so I think it's of vital importance for me, especially when she was growing up, that you teach her you're not black, you're not white, you're who you are. And you have to be comfortable in your own skin. And then you, as you get older, you can define who you are and what race you choose to be. Now, she gravitated towards being black because she understands that that's how the world is going to define her. She doesn't get that option to say, I'm white, I'm mixed. No, people, you are brown skinned, you have nappy hair, you are black to everyone else's eyes, and that's how she's going to be seen. And she accepts that and she rocks with it. And I think it's important that the time that she spends with her friends of black and her family, that they instill that those cultural differences that she may not get at school or with other people that she socializes. So it's more important to me than anything as far as her defining who she is, not necessarily being black, but her understanding her own culture.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on that. You know, it's the left and the right. I mean, like you said, our children are biracial, so they are, you know, white and they are black. So both are equal. So they need to know both cultures. Cultures is how I feel with my child. Like, you know, we talk about certain things that, you know, black people go through. Her mother talked about her about certain things that white people go through. Cause as much as I may try, I can't completely relate to being white.
you know,
like it's just impossible. You know what I'm saying? Cause just like you said, when I walk out that door, everybody looks at me as a specific color. So that's the only side that I can personally relate to. Now I could draw on some of my experiences with people that aren't my color. You know, I'm from, like you said, you from Philly, I'm from Jersey. So same dynamic, you know, it was, you know, pretty much all black. And then we had, you know, white people, Spanish people, you know, I grew up with a plethora of people. So for me, skin color wasn't 100% a thing. I just looked at what was inside people's heart. So that's what I choose to teach my child as well, is don't look at what person's skin color is. Look at what their character is. Let them show you what their character is first and foremost. And then, not to get too far off of the topic, it's just, you know, cultural differences are, could be good things as well, to where you can learn from what the other person or the other side, how they have grown up, how they've lived, things of that nature, to be able to help. Our kids are still, you know, somewhat young. So they haven't quite gotten to that point yet where sometimes they have to draw a line. Sometimes it's going to be people that are going to say to them bluntly, which are you? You know, hearing from other people that are multicultural, sometimes that plays a part in it too. So that's the part, honestly, that I'm worried about more than anything else. Is if someone tries to put them in a box and say, this is how you need to be, or that's how you need to be, because that's not, I just want her to be her. I want them to be them. I don't care, you know, what music they like, or, you know, how they want to dress. That's their style. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, obviously, I hope they get it from me. You know what I'm saying? I hope they like wearing the jeans and stuff like that, or dress a certain way or what have you. But if they don't, that's fine with me too, because I'm going to love my children no matter what.
Yeah, so real quick, I disagree with you on this topic. I don't hope she get her style from me, man. I ain't got no style. I ain't got no shame to admit it. Boy, I hope she gets some shit from everybody else but me. So what? What about you, Mel, man? You actually come from one of the more diverse areas in the country.
I'm from the dirty South, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we do things a little bit different down south than they do virtually anywhere else. But as far as the culture goes, and my own thing is, I want her to be exposed to it, and she can take what she will from it. But I don't want to overemphasize anything, because it's just like you guys were saying, I want her to be who she is. I haven't even talk to her about who does she, how she identifies. It. Does she identify as being white, or does she identify as being black? And I'm gonna let her make that decision as to what she identifies as, and you know, just letting her know that I concentrate and focus on her appreciating herself for herself. Meaning, love your hair. Love the skin you in, and don't let anybody else tell you who you are. You tell exactly you who you are. Don't nobody in this world get to tell you who you are, but you. And that's really the only thing that I focus on. And I, you know, of course, when I take her back home, she's gonna get exposed to it. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm really mostly focused on, is exposing her to that, and like video chatting with your cousins, video chatting with your uncles, video chatting with your grandma, since you can't be down there with them, and looking and see their hairstyles and see how they do their hair and things like that, and be like, oh, well, Dad, I want my hair done like that. Well, shit, I can do hair, so I'll do your hair just like that. You know what I mean? And then when she goes, but most of the time, y'all know my daughter, she rather rock her afro, just her natural hair fucking brushed out. Like, that's what she wants to rock. I have to force her to sit down and get her hair done, you know what I'm saying, and do something else other with it. But at the same time, though, I love the fact that she wants to rock her natural hair and just be her natural self. And when it, and like, I can see both in her, you know what I mean? I can see the white in her, I can see the black in her, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so whereas, you know what I'm saying, she want to rock her hair, you know what I'm saying, and like a black chick. I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? When she comes to dressing her shoes and shit like that, she go lean a little bit more to that white side. You know what I mean? But which is fine. You know what I mean? She's just gonna have this unique, crazy, funky kind of style, which I'm totally cool with. I can totally dig it. You know, and so for me, when it comes to when we talk about the culture and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate this notion of that, you know, thinking that, okay, because you didn't grow up in the hood, you don't know what the struggle is, you know what I mean? Because it don't no matter where you go, you're going to find black people. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go on this fucking planet, you're going to find black people. And just because my daughter didn't have to grow up struggling and around a bunch of fucking hood niggas and hood shit, you know what I'm saying, doesn't mean that she's not going to have to deal with adversity because of the color of her skin or because of the way her hair grows or, you know what I mean, shit like that. The struggle is going to be different for every black person, you know what I mean? But I don't want to get into this fixation or this line of thinking that she had to suffer, you know what I'm saying, all her life to be considered a part of the culture.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is teach your children to love themselves, no matter what it is, no matter what they mix with, love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everything starts from self. And us as fathers, that's how we can help, especially our daughters, in that. To make sure we're letting them know how beautiful they are. And more importantly, how intelligent they are. Because all three of them are really intelligent. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to focus on. They going to hear, you know, how beautiful they are. I want them to learn how intelligent they are. So they know the difference. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. You know, the culture is the culture. And it's in them all because they are part of us. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is them loving themselves and not thinking that they are beneath anyone else, period. Yes.
And I think it's plus,
right now, the culture is changing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The way we grew up and growing up in the hood is not the same now as it was then, you know? The whole, like, when I was growing up, you do something fucked up in the hood, you know what I'm saying? The neighbor might be whooping your ass and then you going home getting your ass whooped again. Now you touch somebody else's kid, you fuck around and get shot in the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's completely fucking different way of growing up. And these young cats are on some other shit that, you know, like, I don't understand half of the shit they be doing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I love black people. I'm not in the least bit ashamed of where I come from. I appreciate the way I grew up because it's given me a new unique perspective on life, on how I see the world, but also it lets me see. Standing back looking at it, I see the pain, the hurt, the trauma, the struggle, the suffering, and I don't want that for my people no more, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the culture to be associated with struggling no more. I want it to be associated with excellence, you know what I'm saying? Integrity, honor, you know what I mean?
I think, and you're missing it.
I'm not missing it. I'm just saying what I'm wishing for, what I'm hoping for, you know what I'm saying, to see.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you're missing the fact that we are now in an age where that is becoming the case. Black excellence is something that has been trending for years now. The idea of, what's his name? Living my best, or we were talking about Lil Duval, living my best
living life. Living my best life.
I'm talking about in the hood, still the hood.
Yeah, you're going to have the hood. You're going to have, but that's going to be.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to see change. Is, you know what I'm saying? No more hoods.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. One of the things I love, I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie, or not the movie, but the TV show, This Is Us, about a white family who adopts or has three kids. Two of them are white. One of them is black. They're a white couple growing up in like the 70s, 80s. And then it fast forwards to these people as adults. And there's the mother loses her son, the black kid, at a pool. and doesn't know where he's at. And all of a sudden finds out that he's with a friend or a kid that he met there who is Black. The mother is Black. And it's just a group of Black people all just socializing with their kids. And the mother at first, as any normal mother would, right, immediately gets mad that her son left her and went to go, so like go away from her where she couldn't see him. Like, you're not supposed to get out of my eyesight. And then the mother's like, he was just hanging around us. And she just gets immediately defensive because it's her child. We get it. And then the Black mother says, you need to get him to a barber and stop cutting his hair. She's like, listen. And then the mother takes offense to it initially. She's like, yo, I didn't ask you for your opinion. This is my son. I'm not trying to overcompensate because he's Black. I'm just saying you need to mind your business. And then walks off and then realizes that he has razor bumps on the back of his head, on his neck, because there's someone cutting his hair that doesn't know the culture and how to cut Black kids' hair. And so she goes to the mom and says, do you have that barber's name? Yeah. Also, you should put lotion on your son as soon as he gets out the pool. Oh, does Black people need sunscreen? Like, these are cultural things that people, like, with this mother who's trying, did not understand that people who've been in the situation, like he said, it's us that knows what that hot comb feels like burned against your skull and or burning against your hair. And it's things like that that your children need, not necessarily to not be able to choose who they are and who it is they want to be, because we're going to love and appreciate them regardless, but understanding that there are some things that we can do that other people that we know about our culture that are important to their success and our development in life.
I understand where you're talking about with that one. Yeah. So yes, I completely feel that there are some things that, you know what I'm saying, yes, that are going to be culturally specific to Black people. And when it comes to grooming and hair products and things like that, that's going to be specifically towards us. And if you don't know, you need to fucking ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'd be damned if I'd be letting my daughter run around fucking ash-ass legs.
Exactly.
And shit like for real. That. Shit.
Ask you Larry.
All right. Hell, that was one of the main reasons why I learned how to do hair, because like I have to do my own fucking hair because ain't nobody around this motherfucker that could do my hair unless I go over to Spokane or some shit.
Damn right. Shout out to my boy Q, Larry's Barbershop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nigga got to drive 40 minutes to get his hair done.
And y'all wait 40 minutes because Q be on it.
Boy, you know, shit, like, it's 2 hours.
I got them standing appointments, bro. I got them standing appointments. I'm good.
Yep, fact.
I got my appointments there.
So, all right, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second topic of the day, and now we're going back to some things we've talked about in our previous episodes, man, about our lives. Right now, we got very, very extensive lives. Some of us got work, or we all got work. We got kids. Some of us got schools. We got all these extracurricular activities, including the podcast in itself. Not that we have any complaints about it, but this is just something we wanted to talk about, man, about balance and having an equilibrium with all those things, man. And what are some of the things that we do as, and to my fellows, let me ask this question. What are some of the things that you do, and what are the things that help with this idea of balancing your life so that way one doesn't overshadow everything else.
Structure. Planning things out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Having specific times to do certain things. So meaning, you know, we have how nice that we do our podcast. We have our kids on this time. We have work during this time. This is the time I'm setting aside to go to the gym. Thursday night is date night with my girlfriend. You know what I mean? So basically just prioritizing things, you know what I'm saying? And not overfilling my plate, so to speak, like putting too much on my plate, more than I can bite off or more than I could chew. So if I see that I got these things happening on this day and this happened on that day and so on and so forth, as long as I stick to those, you know, things, and if something comes up to where one of those things fall through, then maybe I can see about adding something else in place of that. But for the most part, I like things to be structured so that I can plan for my days and plan things out. I know what's happening ahead of time and then make changes when necessary or when they arise if I have to. Because if I don't do that, then the chaos of everything just freaking winds me up and drives me fucking nuts. You know what I'm saying? And then I have to go through this whole decompression phase, just, you know what I'm saying, because I done got wound up. And then there's more time out of my day. And it's just, I'd rather just have things structured. I'm a Virgo. You know what I'm saying? I like structure. I get up in routine. I get up in the freaking morning. I make my bed. I turn my coffee pot on. You know what I'm saying? By the time my coffee is done and made, I meditate and then get in the shower. And by the time I get out of the shower and get dressed, it's time for me to go head out to work. That's what I do every morning. You know what I'm saying? And that's what works for me. You know what I mean? Like having that structure of, you know what I'm saying, know what to do. That way there's no change. And I could basically most morning run on autopilot. You know what I mean? Like I'll be up and doing what I got to do without even freaking really thinking about it, because it's a routine for me to do it. And now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes there's breaks in the routine. Girlfriend comes over early in the morning before I leave. And hey, I just want to come see you before you head off to work and things like that. And maybe I don't get to meditate that morning, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as my routine goes, I love having my routine. Everything in this place where it's supposed to be and structured, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I get through shit.
Yeah, organization. I get it. What about you, dude?
I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit last week when we were talking about setting a game plan each and every day. Doing a daily checklist, checking things off that allows you to do your goals. That's how you get goals done, because now you're in a good mood because you done, like Melman said, he done already got up, he done showered, he done made his bed, he done got his coffee. He done already checked four things off of his box. So now that off of his list. So now that allows him for the rest of the day to be like, okay, I done already did that. What else can I conquer today? You know what I'm saying? So exactly. It's all about that. And when you do that, it gives you time management or work-life balance. So for me, I got each day I got meetings or I got phone calls or I got interviews that I do with people. So I got a ton of stuff that I have to do. I make sure I get all of that stuff done by setting my game plan the night before or the morning of, just kind of depends. And I structure it out the whole day. And like you said, you got to be flexible, because sometimes a wrench will get thrown in plans or something extra comes in or somebody can't do something that they said they was going to do. You know, so you do got to be flexible with it as well. But the more boxes that I check, the better I feel about myself. That allows me to complete everything. So where I have it to where I rarely have to do any of my work life at home. Rarely. If I do, it's not more than a half an hour here, maybe an hour there. So I make sure I have time for the things that I need to do. I have time to make sure that I'm successful in my career, so then I could be there for my lady, for my friends, for my family, for my children. You know what I'm saying? And it's all just that work-life balance. You need to make sure that, you know, you make yourself, like for me, in the position that I am, I have to make myself accessible, but not always attainable. So right. There's a difference between that. Let my squad know that, yo, you guys can reach out to me. But if there's a time where it's just my family lot, this is my family block, I'm not going to, you're going to have to figure it out. Unless a motherfucker is on fire or some shit, figure it out. Or wait until I'm back at work. to where we can talk about it and discuss it the next day.
You gonna come watch these kids, motherfucker? Shit. Your bad old babysitting motherfucker don't be calling me in the word that shit. All right. For real.
Oh man, I do not miss those days, boy, having those jobs. But it's crazy, man. I think this is like, I don't know if you want to call this like trauma or something like that, right? Because of like me being married and all the shit I had to go through, I couldn't keep a schedule because of the fact that everything I did had to be able to be changed on a moment's notice, right? I can schedule schooling and schedule work shifts and things like that. And it would be sometimes where it's like, boom, she needs this right away, right? And so it has adjusted my mindset to being like, yes, I do believe that having a schedule, like you said, Mailman and Duke, about getting that morning checklist and checking things off, especially now that I go to school and I got the kids and the podcast and my lady and all these things going into play. But I feel like it is really, really important to have all these things respect each other, right? Like my daughter has to respect the fact that daddy has school. Because if I'm on a school schedule and she says, daddy, I need some attention, daddy, I need this, that, and the third, you need to understand that I have school. And you need to understand that there may be a test that daddy has to put some extra time in to study for. And that will help me get to where I need to go. Not saying that you are any more or less important than school. It's just that I need to get this done in order to be successful in this aspect. And you are going to have to respect that. Okay, cool. And just like in the same breath, my work in school has to understand, oh, hey, can you come in today? No. You have to understand that I am also a single father. I have my daughter. You need to respect that as well. So yeah, having schedules is very, very important to me, right? And as far as accomplishing goals and feeling that accomplishment, but as far as balance, I think what helps me is understanding that everybody knows who's all in the room when it comes to daily news, and that they have to be respectful of the fact that there's sometimes you're going to get all the attention, there's sometimes you're going to get 50% of the attention, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be any less, because there's some things that come up that I have to take over or take priority over in this moment, in this time.
Oh, I totally get what you're saying. And I think that's kind of what we all saying is that we, you know what I'm saying, prioritize what's most important. And what's most important in our lives is, you know, family, job security or finances to be able to support our livelihoods and, you know, mm-hmm. our families and support ourselves. So I totally get it.
In a sense. So like I said, there's sometimes like that's going to be important. And there's sometimes where it's my daughter, my lady's time in a month, or they're just feeling, or it's like, yo, listen, I haven't gotten enough time with you. Can we do something? And it's like, okay, cool. Can I adjust what I'm doing to fit you in? Of course. Then you're the priority at that moment. That doesn't change the importance of me going to school. It doesn't change the importance of me working. It just says, I just need to adjust to address a need that is presented, whether it be from my lady, whether it be from my work, or I need more extra money. No. Daddy totally wants to spend time with you on Sunday, but daddy got to get this money so that way we got roof over our head. Okay, cool. It's just finding that balance.
I think it's one thing that we are all forgetting or may be leaving out, I'm not sure, but we still also got to take time for ourselves.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if we said that or not, but you know what I'm saying? I'm putting it out there now, goddammit. We also have to take time for ourselves. And like, that's what my part of my morning routine is, that my meditation and things like that. That's something I can do that's 20 minutes out of my day every day that I could do for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I've kind of said this before, like, you got to look at it as your family needs your best self. And yep. The way for you to have that best self is for you sometimes to take me time, because you may feel, because sometimes that can cause a little bit of a conflict, because you're like, damn, am I letting my kids down at this time, or am I letting, but you got to look at it as you're not letting them down at this time. What you're doing is you need to refresh so you can continue to be the dad, the father, the lover, the coworker, the boss, whatever, the leader, whatever it may be that you can be for the people that are depending on you. Mm-hmm. So you do have to always make sure that your star player is feeling good. And that's part of doing that, is making sure that you have that time to yourself.
Y'all ever see that TikTok video of the guy?
No, I ain't seen it.
Really? Really?
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. All right. God, I hate you. To our listeners, have y'all seen
He said
video?
That shit real quick, too. Yeah. No, I ain't seen that shit. Fuck this shit. Oh, fuck a TikTok, God. Nigga. I gotta watch. I know.
Oh, but I'm still in that shit. I'm still in that shit. So there's a TikTok. It was an old one, man. This guy is playing a game, and his woman is just like telling him to get off the game. And he's like, listen, I'm busy right now. Can this wait? And she turns off the system. And he like gets up. He gets really quiet. He walks away with his controller. He takes his headset off. He's like, why would you do that? Like, and he's like so calm about it, right? But you can tell he's just distraught. And she's like, you're on this game all the time. And he's like, it's all I have. And then he walks off. And there's a lot of people like saying, oh man, this guy just took and said the game is more important than his woman, than his life, than his family. No, you see, he's saying is that is the one time where he can decompress. And the sad thing is that he can be himself, he can have his time. When he plays that game, and because she doesn't understand that, she can't allow him to have that. And that was it was a sad video that I saw. I was like, man, damn.
I saw that same video. I thought it was fucked up too and sad at the same damn time that, you know what I'm saying, that he was treated like that. Like, why couldn't he? What was he hurting? You know what I'm saying? Sitting there playing a video game, and it was it just she was crying for some attention so bad that she had to go and ruin things for him just to get some attention. And like that's what I felt like. You know what I'm saying? Like oh, you always on the game. Like I think we said this before, where you know we feel like women. See men doing nothing, and they figure we should be doing something because women are always doing something. So they figure we should be doing something too. You know what I mean?
No, I've never heard that one. But yeah,
it's like, you know what I'm saying, the last thing you want a woman to see you doing is nothing. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you fucking doing. If you, they don't understand it because they feel like they always have to be doing something. So to see men, where it's like we live in that special place called doing nothing. You know what I mean? Like
that
we
is live. Doing something. Yeah, that is doing that.
Some of the weeks are the best. That was some of the weeks, the weeknights are the best nights of the week. Hey man, what you do last week? Nothing.
Hey, that don't sound good, don't it? Like we work to pay bills just so we can be able to do nothing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? For real. Like, just so we can sit comfortably and do nothing. Women is not the same. You know, they feel that you should be doing something. You know what I mean? And if you are with them and in their presence, then, you know, you should be entertaining them or they entertaining you or vice versa. Y'all should be spending that time in each other's presence together doing something. I don't know what it is about, you know what I'm saying, them not being able to do nothing, you know what I mean? But it drives women crazy.
I think it's just a thing of understanding, right? With this video, like, there are some people that, like, look at us three, right? There are some people that don't like sports, don't know why they listen to the podcast, but hey, whatever. There are some people that don't meditate, don't know why you're listening to the podcast. And there's some people that don't play video games. Again, don't know why you're listening to the podcast. At the same token, there are some people that don't listen to podcasts and wonder what the fuck you're doing listening to us. So it's this
different
lack of
strokes,
right?
Different folks.
And it's this lack of people wanting to be like, oh, okay, this is your happy place. This is what makes you happy. This is what calms you down. We get messages from the clinic about how they are going through hell, and then listening to us talk shit to each other is what makes their day. Mm-hmm. And it's just, is this understanding that there's certain things that can may not you may not understand, be able to relate to, video games, sports, whatever, but it means that it brings that person happiness. It's their place, so just let them have it. And I think that with that video, it was sad because she couldn't see that.
Yeah, 100%.
It's disrespectful though, too, when you think about it though. Like, you know, what if she was watching her favorite TV shows, Grey's Anatomy or some shit, and he just comes up, you know, say right when they fucking in the heat of the fucking scene or something and turns the TV off, unplugs that bitch. You know what I'm saying? If he had did that to her, he would have been fucking crucified. You know what I mean? How dare you? That's so disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. But when, you know, she did it to him, oh, is that game is more important than she is. It's like, no, it's not about, you know what I'm saying, who's more important at that moment. That's what he wanted to do. He should have the freedom to be able to do what he wanted to do in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, man, that's because there are times where you make compromises, and that's why, like I've said before, date night is important. You know, that is a lot of time that you set aside for you and your lady to do things where she can have your undivided attention. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Well, I ain't seen the motherfucking video, and I don't want to see the motherfucking video. But this is what I'll say, though. You do have to respect each other. And when someone needs that time to unwind, you need to respect that. You need to support the people that you love in your life. You know, for instance, both of you motherfuckers like anime. Y'all know damn well I ain't never watching a motherfucking anime. However, I support y'all watching an anime. When y'all talk about this shit, I be shutting the fuck up and listening. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yep.
It means absolutely zero to me, but I know it mean a lot to y'all. And I know and I know both of y'all know I don't like it, but y'all still talk about that shit and hoping that maybe it'll fucking hit me in the head. I'll be like, you know what? Let me watch some motherfucking whatever the fuck it is that y'all be watching, anime shit. I don't even know the name of none of the motherfuckers. I like to keep it that way. My own y'all done, I'm upset that y'all done converted my own child, and now she likes anime. But so I'll support her too with it. But she got that shit from y'all and y'all daughters, so I don't appreciate it. But at the same time, I'll go ahead and support it. All of y'all anime loving motherfuckers.
I feel the same way about your motherfucking sports, goddammit. I don't know. I understand sports. I play sports. But when it comes to sitting down at the house and watching it and keeping up with stats and knowing who fucking scored how many touchdowns in this year and shit like that and fantasy football leagues and all that kind of shit, I don't know nothing about that shit. Nothing about that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't care to.
I'm a jump, but
I will come over on Super Bowl Sunday and watch the game with your motherfucking ass.
Yep, you better.
And root with you on your fucking favorite team like I've fucking been watching them play for fucking the last 7 years, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? That's the motherfucker I am, though.
We get into it? I'm going to blame you. I'm going to get in the blame game, too. I ain't no shit about crystals last year. Not a damn thing. Hold up. I don't know. Not a damn thing. I'm sitting here. I ain't gonna buy no crystals. I ain't got no gems, no rocks, no money. No, nothing. I ain't got nothing of that, right? See, this motherfucker get me my little pyramid crystal for Christmas. And I'm like, okay, cool. What's this? Alright, cool. But what it do? I don't know shit. Not at all. Like a week ago, my little girl come in here. She's like, hey daddy, ooh, what's this? You better not touch my shit. Let me touch my crystal. This protect me from Wi-Fi and gives me focus. You better leave me alone.
Hey, real recognized.
Yeah, mine's sitting up right by all my electronic, right by my TVs and shit.
Organizing. Do y'all know I just read an article too where they're trying to ban the selling of Organite?
Why?
Because of all its fucking benefits and things that they're doing. I don't know exactly their reasoning for wanting to ban it. I just saw that they were trying to ban it and make it so that, you know what I'm saying, you can't buy it anymore. And like I'm still researching it, and I'll give you more details as to it. But it seems like anything that's, you know, saying that can try to help you, or maybe it was because it's interfering with the 5G.
I don't know. Oh, you know,
Lord. They claim it is interfering with the 5G or something like that. I got to do more research on it, so don't quote me on that shit. But I did see something saying that they were trying to make it so you can't buy it.
I'm gonna tell you what they should ban, and this is just my humble opinion.
White girls twerking? No, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding.
Twerk Molly. Well,
yeah, you twerk Molly. Yeah, white girls. No,
I'm just messing with y'all.
Like seriously.
It's real. Black History Month.
they should ban, like they should seriously look at and ban that big ass head on a red table talk that Jada Pinkett Smith
had. Oh my fucking God. No, you did not. Yes. I thought we were done with that shit.
No, I ain't never done with Jada.
You ain't reached the quota. Your ass can't talk because you never reached the motherfucking quota.
I ain't never reached the quota.
So zip it up.
All right. Just saying.
For motherfuckers that just started following us on YouTube, y'all don't know the whole situation, and I don't give a fuck because we're not going through it again.
Okay, basically, no, I gotta explain it. I ain't gonna explain the situation.
You ain't explaining shit.
Daily News got a deep-rooted vendetta with Jada Pinkett Smith. Why, you ask? Daily News needs how many likes? How many likes do Daily News need?
Daily News need a fucking hug. That's what the fuck you need. A hug.
I do.
God damn. Oh, shit. That nigga need a hug. He traumatized.
I need a hug, therapy, a massage. What I need a vacation.
What she do to you? What did she ever do to you?
Not a damn thing.
I would love to tell everybody if I get four shout outs that say, let's hear Daily News. Momo, thank you.
He's fishing now, goddamn. He's fishing for that shit now. Yep. Oh, he's trying to get some sympathy replies. Now, don't y'all listen to that shit.
Watch. I'll make a whole fucking YouTube and podcast just for Daily News rants.
Hey, you can make that a bonus episode.
Yep.
Where you just rant.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our Patreon. This is our Patreon.
It'll be the mad
rap. We ain't got no Patreon.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna watch this shit just so I can see that new facial expressions. What are you going on? Oh, shit.
Yeah, but anyway.
We talk about balance. This motherfucker wanna talk about some damn Jada Pinkett Smith. Right. That ain't got nothing to do with
nothing to do with balancing.
Balance your hate. Balance your hate. That's what you need to do.
No. I am by my hate.
Like that hatred run deep.
For real.
Like deep. You would think that you was August.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, Will. Will.
Will. Right, right. Yeah. You think he was Will himself. And okay. I was August.
No, I don't hate August.
You don't?
I don't hate August. Nah. Nah,
he was the victim in all this.
You just making fucking songs and shit. And you R&B sexy flexy ass nigga. I get it. I ain't got no problem with you. There's this bald-headed ass bitch.
Damn. I swear to God.
You better motherfucking Wu-Sai.
Right now. For real. You can take a breath.
Damn.
Take a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Yeah. Daily News is going to get himself together. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching! Bam, nigga. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet, motherfuckers.
Duke, that was beautiful. Duke, that was beautiful.
We got video now, so I can add some more ad libs and shit into it. So.
Oh my fucking god,
your
ass is stupid.
Say it with shit.
You is stupid, dude. Oh my fucking god. That's the way to intro it to fucking
All right, well, yeah. I'm fucking crying.
I know.
For those of y'all who don't know, that was like the third or fourth time we tried to do it. We was all fucking just crying.
Dying laughing. Oh my god. I think my voice then got raspy from laughing so damn hard. Oh my god. That was hilarious.
That would have definitely be on some sort of blooper reel or bonus episode or something.
Yeah, we got to throw that on. That's fucking hilarious. Oh my god!
I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Because you fucking face you, baby.
Oh yeah, the face you, baby.
Let's get into the preparation beforehand. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Let's get into it, man. We're going. Our topic for today. Our message for today.
Whoa! Look at that. You all right?
Yeah. Okay. That was a deep breath that got caught in my hand.
So you're just gonna pass it off to the mic.
I wasn't trying to. I was trying to block it from the mic, but like it was too big. Couldn't hold it.
That's what she said.
That's exactly what she said.
I write you news for today. Story comes out. A man is charged with contempt of court after joining a Zoom court hearing while driving on a suspended license. Let's talk about it, man.
Motherfuckers. Please don't tell me. Because this is Black History Month. This better not be no damn black person. If it is, we ain't doing it.
From Florida.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
I was supposed to know. I had to look into it.
God damn it.
When I started reading his name, I was like, Kevin Burns. I'm like, all right, cool. Kevin is spelled K-E-V-O-N. That is not a Caucasian spelling of
that's that probably name. Kevon.
That is definitely Kevon.
Kevon Burns, Michigan resident, says that a judge is holding him in contempt of court after going viral for a video of him joining a Zoom call while he's driving his car, but also on a suspended license.
Burns, oh, my brother,
shown during the 37-second video, simultaneously operating his moving vehicle while attempting to schedule his hearing, despite being on a suspended license. The judge asked him to pull over to the side of the road so that the police officers could attain him and arrest him for contempt.
Because of this. Where he from? You better not fucking say Florida.
No, he's from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
So he's not from Florida, but...
Okay.
Yeah,
it's too many lakes around there. He done swam in the water.
Mm-hmm. And here's
too many lakes.
In all fairness, Mr. Burns has actually turned this into a positive. While on the video, he asked the judge, he was like, Are you having a bad day? Just say if you're having a bad day, just say that.
That's what he said to the judge.
He said that to the judge, who is also a sister, and that is when she asked him to pull over. And then he got arrested. Now, this video has not since then gone viral. And Kevon has started his own t-shirt company called If You Having a Bad Day, Just Say So. You can now buy a sweater on Kevon's website for $29.99.
I kind of need that shirt in my life, man. If you're having a bad day, just say so. For real. Wow. For real. I gotta need that shirt in my life, man. God damn. Oh my god.
Wow.
I gotta say, the shirts look fly. It's not bad, as you like to think.
How much are you trying to charge for?
$29.99.
That ain't too bad.
Now
it. Give it some time. It'll be at Walmart for $7.
Now, I don't know if you want to tell the judge that. And if it is at Walmart for $7, that man ain't made enough money to get at Walmart.
That's true.
I'm good.
Hey, That's what I'm hoping for. Goddamn it, shit. Let's do it.
So, to Kevon, I support you in your business matters. I hope that this viral video has earned you enough income to post bail.
Hey, send me that link.
You got it.
Hey, send me that link. I think I might get that damn hoodie. So I can wear it to work so my boss can be like, if you have a bad day, just say that. Just be having a bad day, just say that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Hey, listen, talk about turning a negative into a positive. Get your car insured, man. Either Damn. Way, I like the drip.
That's fucking crazy the way the system works, though. They fucking suspend your license for driving without insurance instead of, you know, saying, making it so you have to get insurance. But the only way they figure to make you get insurance is to make it so you not have a license. If this motherfucker don't give a damn about driving without insurance, the fuck make you think he give a fuck about driving without a license?
Mm-hmm.
He don't give a shit. This motherfucker don't give a shit. This a motherfucker. I bet you right now that motherfucker was going getting locked up in court with some black Air Force Ones on.
Well, damn.
he screams, I don't give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck. I had to go to work that day. God damn it, I'm tired. Y'all lucky. I even fucking called in for this goddamn Zoom hearing.
Hey, if you're having a bad day, just say that, man. Shit.
I'm having a bad day. Fuck you. Fuck life. Fuck
everyone. On that note, man, let's get into it. Is anything you guys have to say?
I always say I'm saying something violent, so I ain't going to say nothing.
Come on with it. We already know what you're going to say. Then go say it. Go say it.
Well, since you pulled my leg, sometimes you gotta be a motherfucker and hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. Motherfuckers.
Samuel L. Jackson in this bitch.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes and this motherfucking plane.
All I can think of is like the motherfucking quote from Pulp Fiction. Did he look like a bitch?
Yeah. What does he look like? Finding balance in your life can be tricky, but don't ever give up hope on having a better life and trying to find balance in your life. And don't let things in life get too overwhelming to where it causes you physical or mental stress.
Mm-hmm. Good shit. To my boys, Mailman and Duke, I say it all the time. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too, man. And in honor of Black History Month, stay black out there. Sometimes it can be kind of dangerous, but it's dope as fuck too.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Facts. See, he said he didn't have anything to say. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it just came to my head too. Sure. I was like, okay,
It took him a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, I had to go away from my violent side. That's all.
Anyway, to all listeners out there. To all the listeners out there. Black. Hey, stop fucking with me. I'm trying to. To all listeners out there.
Blackly black, 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 blackly black.
Blacker than black. I'm super black.
To all listeners out there, y'all keep dreaming. Take care. Thank you.